Please begin at the top of page 90 in your book.
8. Almost free. "He's coming," Oscar yells from the nursery room we use as our classroom. We've been playing hide-and-seek with his three little sisters. Since Oscar is it, I wonder if he's trying to trick us into coming out of our hiding places. "Hurry up, or you'll miss him." I look at the clock in the hallway, and sure enough, it's 5:15. El Jefe will be walking down from his mother's mansion, past Oscar's house next to the Italian embassy, all the way to the Avenida by the ocean. Every evening of the week, he follows the same routine. Oscar says El Jefe is really strict about his schedule and does things right on the dot, not a moment before or after. He is superstitious that if he's off by a minute, something awful will happen to him. I race down the hall so I can catch a glimpse of El Jefe, surrounded by his throng of bodyguards and important people from his cabinet. The first time I saw this afternoon parade, I was surprised to recognize several men from the group that gathers at our house every night to talk about getting rid of El Jefe. I don't say so to Oscar. I don't say much even at school these days. Many times, when we play hide-and-seek to keep his little sisters entertained, I won't come out of my hiding place when I hear, "Ollie, Ollie, oxen free!" But like Papi, Oscar seems to understand my silence and goes on talking to me anyway.